Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 15th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Implementation of a physician assistant-led recovery model for heart transplantation. Clinical outcomes and programmatic benefits at a high-volume center. This observational cohort study assessed the clinical outcomes and programmatic benefits of a physician assistant-led allograft recovery model for adult heart transplantation. Researchers compared 130 transplantations using physician assistant teams with 367 using non-physician assistant teams at a high-volume center between 2020 and 2024. The implementation of this physician assistant-led model for donor organ recovery demonstrated comparable clinical outcomes for heart transplantation recipients. This model offers significant programmatic advantages, potentially enhancing efficiency and resource utilization within heart transplantation programs. Article number 2. Effect of low-dose colchicine on pericoronary inflammation and coronary plaque composition in chronic coronary disease. A sub-analysis of the LODOCO2 trial. This sub-analysis of the low-dose colchicine 2 trial aimed to investigate the effect of low-dose colchicine on pericoronary inflammation and coronary plaque composition. Researchers performed cross-sectional computed tomography angiography studies in 151 participants with chronic coronary disease. The primary objective was to understand the underlying mechanisms by which low-dose colchicine, administered at 0.5 milligrams once daily, reduces the risk of major cardiovascular events. This study established a methodology to assess how colchicine may exert its beneficial anti-inflammatory actions on coronary arteries. Article number 3. Incidence. Predictors and clinical impact of upper gastrointestinal bleeding after transcatheter aortic valve replacement. This prospective registry study investigated the incidence, predictors, and clinical impact of late upper gastrointestinal bleeding following transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Researchers analyzed 3,144 patients, stratifying them based on the occurrence of upper gastrointestinal bleeding within 1 year of hospital discharge. The study characterized the frequency of this complication in transcatheter aortic valve replacement patients and identified specific factors that predict its occurrence. Understanding these predictors is crucial for implementing targeted preventative strategies and improving patient safety after this cardiac procedure. Article number 4. Incidence, predictors and outcomes of tricuspid regurgitation progression after left-sided valvular intervention. This study determined the incidence, predictors, and clinical outcomes of tricuspid regurgitation progression following left-sided valvular intervention. Researchers analyzed 1,644 patients who underwent surgical or transcatheter treatment for aortic or mitral valve disease, excluding those with severe tricuspid regurgitation at baseline. The study defined tricuspid regurgitation progression as an increase to at least moderate or severe grade, identifying key factors influencing this critical clinical concern. This research provides essential information for risk stratification and monitoring strategies to prevent worsening tricuspid regurgitation in this patient population. Article number 5. Determinants of diuresis/natriuresis following ambulatory intravenous loop diuretics for worsening heart failure. This study aimed to identify factors determining diuresis and natriuresis after ambulatory intravenous loop diuretic administration for worsening heart failure. Researchers analyzed patients receiving 4-hour intravenous diuretic sessions, which included an initial bolus followed by a tailored continuous infusion protocol. The research focused on advanced heart failure patients with frequent hospital admissions, representing a challenging clinical population. Understanding these determinants is crucial for optimizing diuretic response in an outpatient setting, potentially reducing hospitalization rates and improving patient care. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.